You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion. Folks, did you know that Satan uses scripture to deceive us into sinning? He gives us an example. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 5. It says, "Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" See, it's true, that's what it says, but Satan was trying to use something that the Bible said into deceiving Jesus, into violating something that God says not to do. He twists scripture, and that's what the religions, the Christian religions out there, mainstream churchianity, that's what they're doing. They're twisting scripture. Satan twists the real meaning of scripture, and his ministers repeat this specific lie and many, many others. Now it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning," Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made, and said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the Garden of Eden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Well, this specific lie he has repeated over and over and over. The preachers out there tell you that when you die, you don't really die. You go to heaven, you go to hell. That's not what the Bible says. Oh, shocker, shocker, grab your chest. You know, they teach you, oh, you just go on to a better place. No. It says in the Bible, the dead know nothing. You know, if you die and go to heaven, then what's the whole point of the resurrection? People believe in the, Christians believe in the resurrection, but if you're already up in heaven, there's no need for a resurrection. What's Jesus going to do? Come to you and say, "Well, I need you to go and lay down in that grave, crawl back in that coffin, because I'm coming tonight at midnight. The angels, Gabriel's going to blow the shofar, and then you pop out of the ground and you get resurrected." You see how stupid that is? Yeah. But it's the original lie. That is the original lie that Satan told. You won't really die, you'll just be like God. What are the preachers saying? Well, you don't really die, you go up to heaven, you're like the angels up in heaven. Boulderdash, BS, whatever you want to call it. They're repeating Satan's lie. Don't believe Satan's lies. Quit believing what the preachers tell you. Get your own Bibles out. Read what God says and believe that. Not what some man or even where some woman says. Believe God. Remember, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What is that? That's from Genesis to Revelation. Believe it all. It's all God's word. Here's where you learn it. Please come.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.